89.3 The Current, that was Wildfire, recorded live at the Cutting Room in New York City. We're joined by Laura Marley. And Laura, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me again.
Your sixth studio album, Semper Femina, is out on Friday. We start off by talking a little bit about the meaning of the title.
Well, Semper Femina translates as always woman. And I think the sort of, I don't know what the word for this would be, the mantra style statement is apparent on the record.
Thinking about the meaning always woman, you talked about when you were writing the song Soothing about writing it from different perspectives in terms of gender roles. Was that something that you were conscious of going into making this record, or did it just kind of turn out that way on the other end?
Yeah, it just turned out that way. I don't often sit down and think I'm going to write a record about this or that, but I do tend to pick up on what I think I did on this record was pick up on the general sort of zeitgeist of the time. And it was, you know, it was written 2 years ago. So, and it's an interesting, I'm interested in that area of what qualifies the masculine as opposed to the feminine, and in what balance does it appear in whoever, and how does that manifest itself in their personas. And we're given a lot of choice about that now, which is great, but it opens up a lot more questions about it, I guess.
Yeah, what are the questions that you're interested in exploring as an artist?
Well, I guess not to sort of focus on the negative, but the things that I'm not interested in exploring are like adding things to your identity. You know, like I feel like my generation is somewhat obsessed with adding small differences to their persona, and I think I'm much more interested in the broader stroke. So I'm much more interested in just the masculine and the feminine, and in what way they are outwardly represented in the world. You know, our inner balance of masculine and feminine. You know, and I've been interested in female creativity, and I've been doing a podcast about that, and how we can nurture the feminine side of creativity, which is not just inherent in women; it's in men as well. We're living in a time that's fairly masculinely run, but that doesn't mean that it's run by men. It's run by the masculine. So I'm interested in that.
What do you think the role should be in the current time that we're in for artists to carry that discussion forward? And
I'm reluctant to say that artists should have roles and opinions and you know, and that might be a bit of a sort of self-logically self-imposed sort of insecurity, because I don't think that I don't think it's the responsibility necessarily of artists to have opinions. It's the responsibility of artists to express the human experience. But I do think that it is an interesting time for artists. Like literally this year is a really interesting time for artists, because creativity is so vitally important. The expression of the human experience is so important. You know, the powers that be at the moment don't have any of that sense of gentle empathy. Mm-hmm. And that's an important, so, you know, artists should be protected for that reason, you know, to be a source of gentle empathy in the world of some kind.
You've traveled all over the world. You've lived in the United States and obviously in your home country. I'm curious to know, what's your perspective? How's it changed over the years of traveling around the world, and how's it made its way into your songwriting?
It's changed in innumerable ways. I've sort of in the last couple of years taken particular interest in what's the psychological makeup of countries or groups of people, like the effect of their psychological history, and how that affects their actions in the present world. That's what I go around looking at the world like currently.
Did you see a change in yourself when you were living in the US?
I did, yeah. I think I never, ever, ever referred to myself as an artist before I moved to LA. I thought that was extremely, as we say in England, cringe to self-refer. You know, like in England when I was growing up, you didn't call yourself an artist. It was the honour of being called an artist. You know, like if you don't, you're Jews. And I think I actually found it a great relief and a great liberation when I came to LA to identify in some respects as an artist, in that I needed certain parts of my life where it was required that I find inspiration, you know, and that was a really big thing for me, a good thing. So yeah.
For your new album, I read that you wrote many of the songs on the road. I don't know if that's true, but did you draw from stories on the road, or were you drawing from past experiences?
Yeah, I do pretty much always write on the road. And I think it's because it's not reality, it's not really living. And that is where I reflect on my experiences, and they come out in this way. So I think it, because it's such a separate experience from my, what I would call my reality, my real living as a human being, I'm able to like draw those experiences in together, and they come out in that sort of songy form.
We're going to listen to you performing the song Soothing. Do you remember where you were on the road when you wrote this song?
Actually, that happens to be the exception to the rule.
Really?
I wrote that in the studio with Blake.
Okay.
Blake Mills. It's my first and only co-write. And so I was sitting on a step in the live room of the studio, and then I heard Blake starting to play behind me, and then we wrote a song together, and that was that, Soothing.
Before we listen to Soothing, I have one last question, which is about the artwork for the new album. There's a symbol on the album, and can you talk a little bit about that symbol and where it comes from?
Yeah, the symbol is a collection. I'm very interested in symbolism and how it communicates to the sort of the unconscious mind and the symbols that we take in every day, and that are so part of our. I mean, America has the very prominent one of the medical symbol of the snakes. Intertwined up a rod. That's such an amazing use of symbolism that's so ingrained in American culture, and it's super mystical and weird I love it. So the symbol that's on the cover of the album is a sort of my interpretation of an amalgamation of things that represent Semper Femina. So there's, you know, There's a semicircle that sort of looks like a sun and rays of light and an infinity symbol and certain other lines and drawings and bits of code that I just thought would be a nice positive symbol to unconsciously seep into people's minds.
Laura, thanks so much for being on the show today. We look forward to seeing you in the Twin Cities when you perform at First Avenue. The new album, Semper Femina, is out on Friday, and this is Laura Marling, live from the Cutting Room with Soothing on The Current.